Let's look at some hazards from array memory operations. I have five fragments of code here, all of which are going to be executed on the positive edge of a common clock. And there are some hazards apparent. So the first line, reading BOS at E3, looks perfectly fine until we look at the last line, which is reading BOS at E4. So either BOS must have two read ports, or else we have a structural hazard in terms of contention for the one read port, and they can't both be scheduled in the same clock cycle. So if we were to synthesize this with the standard Verilog synthesizer, it would have to have a dual port RAM for BOS. That's what the Xilinx FPGA tools, for instance, will build for you. If you had three read operations, then it would be a compile time error because the Xilinx FPGA family, the current one, doesn't support triple ported RAMs. Of course, for a small RAM, we could use a register file made out of flip-flops, and then we can have as many wires as we like. But we're not talking about that approach here. The second line is where we're reading foo, and again exactly the same problem, except that it's more apparent because both reads are on the same line. The third one, we're reading bar, but we're reading it at an address which is found inside it, so we're indirecting through it from E2. And that can't typically be completed in a single clock cycle with a synchronous RAM because we cannot get a value out and back in on another address port, even if it does have a total of two address ports within one clock cycle, because it will have a pipeline delay in the RAM implementation. And Q3 assignment, well, that's actually not an array, it's just a multiplier, but if we only have one multiplier, then we cannot expect any sort of synthesis tool to schedule it to do two operations in one clock tick. And so what we're seeing is, owing to the relatively low level of expression in Verilog and VHDL, RTL, owing to the fact that the tools have no freedom to retime the design, we're seeing that it's up to the designer to write designs that don't have structural hazards, and if they do, it's up to the designer to modify the design so that it doesn't again, because there's nothing that the semantics, there's no freedom within the semantics of the language for the compiler to help out. Next slide.